A home run by Derek Jeter helped keep the Yankees' hopes alive last night in this Jeter's final year in the big leagues after two decades. But just up the coast in Bridgeport, Connecticut, another pro ball player is also coming to the end of a storied career after 20 years, and we thought he deserved a spotlight. And from the Here and Now Contributors Network, WNPR's Jonathan McNichol has his story.
When Luis Lopez played his first professional baseball game, Bill Clinton was president, Forrest Gump had just won six Oscars, and Derek Jeter was still a year away from his rookie season with the New York Yankees. On Sunday, Lopez will put on a Bridgeport Bluefish uniform for the last time and play the final game of a 20-year career as a professional baseball player.
It's pretty emotional. And, you know, this is all I've known how to do the past 20 years. And this is all I worked on as a kid. I always wanted this opportunity to be a professional athlete.
Since his first game in 1995, Lopez has played at every level in the minors, from independent rookie league ball in Ogden, Utah, to single-A in places like Hagerstown, Maryland, and triple-A in Edmonton, Alberta, in Canada. He's played professionally in Japan and Mexico, and for a few months in 2001 and a few weeks in 2004, Luis Lopez was in the big leagues, playing a total of 52 games for the Toronto Blue Jays and the Montreal Expos.
You know, way back when, I wasn't drafted or nothing. I made it to the big leagues. So every day I put on this uniform, I take pride. I always have that little bit of a chip on my shoulder. Everybody felt that I was too slow. So all the stuff I couldn't hit with a wooden bat. And 20 years later, here I am still playing.
To think about, you know, 20 seasons, that's pretty incredible. Not only for his skills to last 20 seasons, but his body to last 20 seasons and his desire to last 20 seasons.
Matt Iannazzo is a 24-year-old pitcher on the Bluefish, playing his third year in the minor leagues.
You know, we, as players, a lot on this team have 3, 4, 5, 6 years of experience, and sometimes that wanes. Sometimes all three of those things wane, and you know, that's one of the most incredible parts about it, you know, is him keeping that desire, that fire, and the Bluefish keep asking him back.
After playing in Bridgeport for the last seven seasons, mostly at first and at third, Lopez holds all-time Bluefish records in just about every offensive category. At-bats, hits, extra base hits, walks, doubles, runs batted in. Willie Upshaw played 11 seasons in the major leagues, and now he manages the Bridgeport Bluefish.
Well, you want somebody who wants to play every day, somebody who's got heart to play, the passion to play baseball every day. Really, the strength and the skills to play 140 games, it's not easy. He's played a lot of seasons, and he knows how to get through a season.
That may explain why no one has played more games as a Bridgeport Bluefish than Luis Lopez. And for a player used to playing close to 140 games a year, the thought of a final game is a strange new eventuality to consider.
It's pretty, kind of like a weird feeling to think about for the last time coming out of the dugout, to go into the on-deck circle, hearing the walkout song, hearing the crowd cheer for you as you get ready to hit.
First baseman, Luis Lopez.
And then locking in on, you know, getting that battle with the pitcher for that one last time.
Luis Lopez turns 41 in October, and after more than 2,200 games, almost 10,000 plate appearances, and nearly 2,500 hits in professional baseball, Lopez says it's time to put down his bat and relax. Kind of.
I still want to coach and help out in that any way I can, helping out the younger guys. Enjoy teaching all the stuff that I've learned throughout these years, because I've gathered a lot of information along the way. But I'm probably going to enjoy my time off.
The Bridgeport Bluefish play the last game of their season, and Luis Lopez plays the last game of his 20-year career in professional baseball on Sunday in Somerset, New Jersey. For Here and Now, I'm Jonathan McNichol in Bridgeport, Connecticut.